Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Gene Siciliano is our guest. He's our good friend. Gene, tell us how we can find you again online, please.
The website is CFOforRent.com. Lots of free articles there.
They can find your book there, too, can't they?
They can. A couple of books.
Yeah.
And then, Finance for Non-Financial Managers, they can buy on my website, which is Finance for Business People.
Right.
And there's also a new book, Finance. It's called Financial Mastery for the Career Teacher.
All right.
It's not for entrepreneurs. It's for teachers. It's personal finance.
I got you.
All right. Both of them on my website.
And folks, you can also find out if you need help with the financial part of your business. That's what Gene does. He helps companies like yours. So check it out there and contact him, and I know he'll be glad to help you. Hey, Gene, one of the things that you've got to do is you've got to, we're talking about paying your salespeople, folks. We're talking about making sure that you develop a compensation plan that motivates them to sell, but is still good for the company. And so the last thing in the world you want to do is for the owner to be resentful or jealous of a salesperson. If you ever find yourself feeling a little bit resentful of how much money your salesperson is making, folks, you've got the wrong compensation plan, right, Gene?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. You've got to feel good about paying your salespeople. It's got to be a win-win.
Every time your salesperson brings in a contract, you need to be licking your chops because you know even though they're going to make some money, you're going to make even more.
And by the way, you need to know how much the real cost of that product was so that you can feel, so you have information to help you feel comfortable at what you're paying for.
Right.
So if you don't know your gross margins, you could very often be giving away more of your gross margin in sales compensation than you're keeping for the company.
And I'll tell you something else, Gene. You can't get yourself into a price war and pay salespeople premium commissions. I mean, when you pay salespeople a good commission structure, their job is to go out there and get the price that you need to stay in business.
You bet. And their job is not to go out and sell price. Their job is to sell benefits of the product.
Yeah.
Salespeople sometimes run into a problem. They get more sales if we can lower the price. Sure they do. But that's the company paying the price to make the salesperson's job easier.
Then all you got to do is say, well, let's lower your commission then.
That's right. Yeah. But still, if you cut the margin by half and you lower the salesperson's commission, which is 6%,
right,
by half, the company is still taking the lion's share of the hit. So
do you
really want to train your salespeople to sell the benefits, the advantages, the features, and not the price of the product.
There are two kinds of structures. One is a percentage of gross sales, which is typically a lower number, like 5 or 6% or something of gross sales, net of
Hello? Well,
is a percentage of gross profit, and that's more likely to be 15, 20, 25%. What do you think?
Well, again, the percentages, Jim, depend on the industry, and the profitability is built into the product in that industry. One of the challenges with the gross profit commission rate is your salespeople have to believe that the plan is straightforward and honest. And when you talk about gross profit, there are lots of things that the company can do to manage that number that would cause distrust in your sales force.
And allocations, right? That's what they call it.
Yes, you bet. That's a killer. Your salespeople have to believe the plan is fair. And
right, and that does get complicated when you do this. When you do the gross profit thing, that's where when you do that, the salesperson has to get. They have to know more about how you're doing your finances, then, don't they?
You bet. They have to know how they have to feel comfortable with it. And same happens whenever you change the plan.
Right.
Salespeople
have
got to understand what's happening so they have faith in it, so they think it's fair. Big issue.
Absolutely. Gene, last thoughts. We've got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Bonuses. bonuses are a good way to sweeten the pie without causing any additional permanent increase in your cost structure. You really want to push a special product, put a bonus on it in addition to the commission. But again, make sure that your profit margin is there so you're not hurting the company.
One of the things I like, where I like bonuses, is like quarterly and annually. Don't do a bonus on a regular basis. Do it quarterly to meet quarterly goals or something like that. What do you think, Gene?
You bet. Absolutely right. Yeah. Bonuses don't have to be as current as the commission does.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
It was great to be with you, Jim. Take care, my
friend. We'll see you next time. Great stuff from Gene Siciliano, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Gene joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.